The Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club. I do a pretty good impersonation of that guy. How you doing? This is an hour where we can take our hats off, let our hair down, and pretty much just go where we want to go. The program's been great so far. We tied up that as a trifecta. One, two, three, boom, 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 one in a row. You know, you pick them in order. Or a hat trick, you know, in hockey. Horse races, trifecta, hat trick in hockey where a guy scores three goals. Well, the Democrats have handed us three goals over the last 7 days with the comments from Justice Kagan, with, well, what did Hillary mean when she made her comments about keeping guns out of those the hands of those who will do harm, not might or would, but will do harm. That was not accidental. Accidental that she said it. But it's scripted, among other things. And then, of course, the judge in Oregon literally just handing it to us, giving it to us on tape. I would take every gun there in America. I would, no cops, nobody, no security, nobody would have a gun. No one. No one would have a gun. It's just utter asinine comments from a judge who ought to resign. And it's too bad we don't have a way to impeach the guy. But the fact of the matter is we got a real big glimpse into the inner workings of that diseased mindset known as progressive socialism, liberalism, if you will. It is metastasizing. Every once in a while, they slip up. When they slip up, they let us know really what it is they're thinking. And that's what happened last week, and it was quite astonishing. I didn't see anybody else pick up on it like that, but that's what we focus here on. That's what I focused on. So it was easy to bring that together and tie it up. I'll be writing a little bit more about that in my column at Ammo Land this week, too. So keep your eyes peeled for that. You can check that out at Ammo Land, A-M-M-O, AmmoLand.com. Before we get started with our guests, something I want to mention here to you. Do you remember the name Ramona Manglana? Let's put the Honorable Ramona Manglana. Do you know who that is? She is the chief judge, federal judge, presiding over the Northern Mariana Islands. You heard us talk about this. Now, I don't have all of the details. It's a 55-page ruling. I have not yet had an opportunity to read the ruling. And I want to go back up and I want to dust myself up on the previous ruling in the Mariana Islands that we covered here at great length because this was a Second Amendment Foundation case. And a big, big, big victory for gun rights supporters in the Northern Marianas. Essentially what she did, without going into too much detail, I can tell you from memory, is she struck down a decades-old handgun ban in the Commonwealth of the Mariana Islands, the Northern Mariana Islands, Saipan and such. Okay, and this is important because this is a U.S. federal court ruling. And the Honorable Ramona Manglana made it very, very clear that the ban, just like in D.C. and Chicago and other places around the country, is unconstitutional and a direct assault on our nation's constitutional right, our Second Amendment, to keep and bear arms. Well, she's back at it again because what they did was what Chicago tried to do. They took a playbook right out of Chicago and out of Washington, D.C. So, okay, well, we lost the case that we've got to allow handguns. We're just going to make it impossible for folks to buy handguns. So they tried to institute a $1,000 excise tax on handguns coming into the Mariana Islands. Imagine that, a $1,000 excise tax. They also tried to put into place a handgun registration scheme. All of this passed in the islands. They wanted to ban assault weapons. They passed that. And carrying in public. In other words, okay, you have a Second Amendment right, but we're going to make it so difficult for you to exercise that right, that it really doesn't exist. Well, the Honorable Ramona Mangluana was having none of it, and issued a 55-page ruling striking down the entire charade. This woman's a champion. Now, we're going to go into more detail about this throughout the week, and no doubt, in particular, next week. But we covered the Mariana Islands, the Northern Mariana Islands, here on this broadcast in great detail with Alan Gottlieb. We went through the ruling almost verbatim. We're probably going to do is I'll pick out some of the best parts of the 55-page ruling over the course of the next few days and probably bring it to you next week. As I mentioned, I will be on the road next week beginning Tuesday. I will be out of town. I will be up in the USCCA World Headquarters taking a tour and a look at the new facility up there, the new 65,000-square-foot facility being built to the tune of about $10 million. Okay? And we'll be broadcasting from the current location in downtown West Bend of the United States Concealed Carry Association during the week. So it will be an awful lot of fun. We'll have some great guests in. Hopefully we'll be able to bring Tim Schmidt, the founder, in, among many others. So going to be an awful lot of fun. Welcome to the broadcast. Let's go right to the phone lines. We'll go to the Crossbreed Holster Hotline, studio hotline. I've got a good friend of mine, and this is a man who is just an overnight sensation, now heard in 38 affiliates around the country and growing rapidly, soon to be in the metropolitan Atlanta market on AM 920, The Answer, and it's Matt Bruce. The show is The Captain's America, Third Watch. Matt, welcome to the show. Great to have you here for the full hour, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm sorry to report our Bucks lost tonight, but we've still got hope.
Yeah, you know, I kind of listened to a little bit of it. I don't give them any more money, and I got rid of the television coverage of them and stuff, but I had it on. My son was in the car with me, and it's just not looking good again, as much as I hate to say that.
Second week in a row they had a delay with thunder and lightning because I walked out the door to see if it was for real, and when I walked out the door, all I saw was lightning around the stadium. I said, yep, we got it for real.
Well, let's point out that the AM 860 studios are about, maybe a half a mile as the crow flies
right
from Raymond James Stadium. It's literally, you can look, walk out the door, turn left, and see the stadium
yep
lights. It's right there across North Dale Mabry and you over there on Laurel Street right off of West Shore. So it's right there by the airport. Captain, wow, I've covered so much ground. You were listening to the first hour of the show today?
I was.
Boy, I really want to get your opinion. I don't want to give away anything that you're going to be talking about overnight. But when it comes to some of these topics, I mentioned the trifecta, if you will. I mentioned the hat trick. You know, the left, and you know this, you've been doing this a long time, they give you some insight into their brain, don't they? Sometimes they open up their skull and they let their agenda or their playbook. They open up their playbook for us from time to time. And I think that's what happened last week. I hadn't heard anybody else talk about it in the sense that I've been talking about it by tying this thing together. But I want to take one at a time with you and get your insight into this. What do you start here? What did Hillary Clinton mean when she said, in your mind, that we have to keep guns out of the hands of those who will do harm? Does she have a crystal ball, Captain?
No, she doesn't have a crystal ball, but you have to remember she's pandering to the left. And every time she does that, she gets rah-rah and cheers from the folks that are out there, that are the Black Lives Matter group, which is where this is going to mostly, as well as the millennials, who a lot of them don't own guns, don't want to own guns, blame guns for all the problems we have in America. But to that I say, really? What would life be like if we hadn't had the Revolutionary War and the Patriots that picked up the weapons that they had and went off against the well-armed and well-equipped British Army? What language would we be speaking today? Or World War I? Or World War II? Or Korea? Or Vietnam? Or even what's going on in the Middle East right now? As much as you hate to admit it, those folks have actually snuck into our country. They are here, and they are trying to bring forth their Sharia law and all these other customs they've got from the Middle East. This is the United States of America, and we have something called the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence, and under the Second Amendment, we have the right to bear arms.
Wow, that's a whole program.
Well, you asked.
That's why I asked. We could literally take that apart piece by piece by piece, because you went right from the Revolutionary War on. You did how many tours in Vietnam, sir?
Two
tours. What years?
1965-66 and 1967-68. Got carried back the second time.
You were in the thick of it. You were in the heat of it. particularly that second tour. Absolutely brutal, but you know what you're talking about. That's my point. Now, Captain, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, let's dig into that a little bit. Because she could have, I agree with you, but she could have said would instead of will, or might instead of will, or could instead of will, and she didn't. She chose the word will do harm, and I don't think that was unintentional. So when we come back from the break, we'll kind of dig into what the captain said. Then I want to ask him about the other two angles. And then, my gosh, we're just going to sit here and have one heck of a conversation. You get to benefit from it because we're all going to learn new stuff together here on Armed American Radio with the captain, Matt Bruce, from Captain's America, Third Watch. Heard 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, 38 states, 38 affiliates across the country. We'll be right back with the host of that show, the captain, Matt Bruce, right after this.
Expansion Industries is a national ammunition supply and sales company based in the Mid-Atlantic region that provides bulk sales of quality target ammunition and reloading supplies. Buy 1,000 rounds today and receive free shipping on your order. Visit Expansion Industries online at exp-ind.com and save today. We're a family-owned and faith-based company in the heart of Virginia. It's about freedom. exp-ind.com. Expansion Industries.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
tuned in to Armed American Radio.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Democrats, but it's your party coming after our guns. Simple as that.
Don't give me that line about how outlawing guns means only outlaws will have guns. I hate that catchphrase.
Has it ever been disproven?
Regardless, it's annoying to hear people say it.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, coast to coast, Miami, Florida, how you doing? Nevada, Reno, how you doing? Anchorage, Alaska, how you doing? Southern California, how you doing? Arizona, all over the great state, Phoenix. How's it going out there? Minneapolis, how you doing? Wow. Coast to coast, and every state in the country, including parts unknown. I love that. That means flyover country, in case you haven't figured that out. You know, the parts of the country that Hillary Clinton can't stand, that the left can't stand, because you're not an urban dweller. You're a real American, and you understand what it means to go to a picnic on a holiday. Maybe carry your gun at that picnic. Maybe spend time shooting with your family and friends at that picnic. Maybe grouse hunting. Huh? How about that, Dave Workman? Fun American traditions, all based around our right to keep and bear arms. I'm talking with Matt Bruce today here in Hour 3. Great conversation this is going to be. You just saw a little bit. I mean, he just gave us enough with one answer to take the rest of the program a bunch of different directions. Matt, of course, hosts Captain's America Third Watch, heard every morning, every night, every morning from 2 to 6 a.m. And Matt, welcome back to the show. How many cities now, Captain?
I'm in 38 states. Major cities that I'm in is 5 in major markets, top 100 markets, and that number is going to grow as we continue to grow.
And you are continuing to grow. It's great stuff. I'm up at all hours of the day and night from time to time. As you know, I've communicated back and forth with you while you're on the air. And I think we've got a fun little announcement here. I'm going to be doing some work with you, talking with you in the wee hours of the morning, beginning, this coming Wednesday, right?
Yeah, it'll be the 5:30 a.m. segment, which is the fourth hour, and 5:30 a.m. we'll go on for one segment. And we'll be talking about gun rights. We'll be talking about issues regarding guns, because this judge, I just got tweeted, or not tweeted, right. I just got a message texted me from one of my attorney friends, and they checked very quickly. They said this judge in Oregon can be impeached.
All right, he can be. Okay. Yep. But we don't know enough to talk about that right now, do
no,
we?
No, I just got
we only know that.
That's all. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me tell you something. Let's go. That's number two. We just talked about Hillary Clinton and her words. Of course, we can't get in her head, but my theory is that was not a mistake. This is a very well-scripted woman. She's been scripted for 50 years, as I've said over the last week. I don't think she's had an original thought in 50 years. I think she has to ask her aides whether or not to say it's an original thought. She just doesn't even know. So many lies coming out of the top of this woman's head that she can't keep track of everything. So I don't think that was I think that was intentional. I think she may have unintentionally let it out, but it was an intentional thought. She believes that gun owners, and that is a talking point of the left, that gun owners, any gun owner is a potential criminal. That's why she said, you know, keep guns out of the hands of those who will do harm. That means you and me. All right. The second, let's go to the judge, because we're talking about the judge in Oregon, and he made some incredible comments. You're familiar with them.
Oh, yeah. Let me start with a big one. If I could take all the guns in America, put them on big barges, and go dump them in the ocean, nobody would have a gun. Not police, not security, not anybody. We should eliminate all of them. We could save 33,000 people a year if we didn't have guns in this country. Really?
33,000, the number. Let's break that number down. Two-thirds of that number are suicides. So I guess this judge is stupid enough, and I don't use that term. I use that term loose. I mean it when I say it. I believe this judge is stupid enough, or do you think he's stupid enough? Maybe ask you that, to think that that person who put a gun to their head wouldn't suck on a tailpipe if the gun weren't available?
Well, I think he would if he could, but here's the thing. Liberalism is a mental disorder, and it affects all phases of the liberal society, and he's one of them.
All right. How do you think... Let's go there. When you say, what do you mean when you say it affects all phases of the liberal society? In what terms?
In terms of their beliefs, because they believe that they can do no wrong. They believe that they can take our First Amendment rights. They believe they can take our Second Amendment rights, because one of the things they want to do, and this has been said for years, and by the way, when Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton were going at it, one of the things that was brought up by the Bernie Sanders folks is they wanted to rewrite the Constitution of the United States and change the Bill of Rights. Remember?
Absolutely. Now, that's a great segue into Justice Kagan. And this, again, ties together our three. This is my trifecta, if you will. This is the hat trick. Here's what sitting Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan said earlier this month, but the story was out this past week. A tie does nobody any good. We're there to resolve cases that need deciding, answer hotly contested issues that need resolving, and you can't do that with a tie vote. So let's bring this all together and tie this together. You have a judge in Oregon who just let the cat out of the bag that he would get rid of all guns in America if he could. Now, if you don't think that that judge would take a directive from a sitting Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan, who would make it possible for him to do that, and he just told you what he would do, she just told you the court is already tied, so Captain, why even bother having any cases when she already knows the answers? It's a tie. She already knows it's a tie. It shouldn't be known as a tie. We've gotten to a point in America where the court is so politicized that she knows, that the justices know it's a tie, so they're not even going to take certain cases because it's a tie. Where the hell are we?
Well, that's the truth, and there's one other thing that you haven't mentioned yet, and I'll mention it right now. President Barack Obama has promised to interject into the gun situation by using executive action. You know how that works. Go around the back door of the Congress to probably, as I understand it, make it a lot tougher to buy a gun by doing one of two things, lengthening the initial process to get the investigation done from 3 days in some states to 30 days in most states, and that will really slow things down.
Yeah, let's go there, because we just tied those three things together. Let me wrap that portion up. We have Hillary Clinton, who slipped and told us we'll do harm with the gun. That means you. That was her mistake. We have the justice out in Oregon who wants to put all guns, as you just said, Captain, on a barge and get rid of all of them, including police, security, everybody. Nobody would have a gun. He would do that if he could. And we have a Supreme Court justice who could do that if they get another justice that votes with them, because she knows the court is tied. So she knows that the next president is going to nominate a judge that thinks like her, which breaks the tie, which means they got free reign. Now, I just listened to Alan Gura, and you were at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, Captain.
Yes.
You know, and Alan Gura, that brilliant attorney, flat out said, this is going to be an incredible challenge navigating these legal waters over the course of the next 4 years if Hillary Clinton is elected president. Because now it gets to a point where what cases we have to take and don't take, because we know what the makeup of the court is going to be. And that's what I was just trying to point out. And the Supreme Court justice just confirmed it for me when she flat out said, we have a tie vote. As far as I'm concerned, if they know it's a tie, they ought to all be gone, Captain. Now, let's go on to what you said, which is something I have said on this program, and I know you listen to me there in the studio while you're doing your prep. You're right there in the AM 860 studios right now.
Yep.
Now, I've got 20 seconds left. Let me set this up. When we come back, I want to go right throw it right back to you, because we're talking about a possible executive action after the election, regardless of the outcome of the election. I have made it clear on this program with Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, that we both share the same fear that Barack Obama will act with his pen after the election. To what degree, we don't know. The captain and I will banter back and forth some things he might do and some of the things I've suggested he might do. Could it all be true? We'll be right back with Captain Matt Bruce right after this.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine to pick up where training at the range leaves off. Expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
All right, we're lighting up the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you from coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of Florida, Miami. How the heck are you? All the way to those crab fishing vessels up in Alaska. Yeah, we love you guys up there in Alaska. I'm telling you, if somebody will reach out to me, I would love to go up there and broadcast one of these programs for you. That would be huge. Because you're tuning in live, I would love to sit up there and do a show. That'd be a lot of fun. And all you deplorables in parts unknown, great to be here with you today. I've got to tell you something quickly about the United States Concealed Carry Association. You know, the USCCA insurance was put into effect and used to great success in the city of Tampa, Florida, my hometown, just a few weeks ago. I was reporting about it when I was down at the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Tampa just last weekend. And the left is going crazy. You heard us talk about the Tampa Bay Times. They just went berserko, nutso. Oh, my God, they're training killers. And, of course, that's just a patent lie from the, you know, typical Wild West shoot 'em up from the liberal left. It's just, you know, they leave there. They're like a boat leaving a wake of lies and destruction behind them. They never go back and correct themselves. They never correct the record. So we'll do it for them. If you're interested in the USCCA protection, the same protection that I have, up to $1.125 million. Coverage starts at $300,000, goes up to $500,000, then go $575,000, then goes up to $1.125 million. As I tell you, that's the protection I have. My wife also has that protection. It's real simple, usccaonair.com. However, word of caution, if you're listening to me live right now and you decide to go out to the site, please know that the site has not yet updated. I was notified of that today. However, it will be within the next 24 hours. If you're listening to the program live or if you're picking it up on podcast, understand to please check out the site usccaonair.com. You'll know it's updated when you see the Gun a Day giveaway back up there. There will be a new Gun a Day giveaway. And this month, and I didn't say this in the previous 2 hours because I just saw it right now, but this month's grand prize at the end of the month, one winner. Now, there will be, you know, probably 40 or 50 people that walk away a gun of the day. How can that be when there's 31 days in the month? Easy. Towards the end of the month, they give away 5 in one day and 10 in one day. It's amazing. But one grand prize winner who visits usccaonair.com and activates a USCCA Self-Defense Protection Shield membership to protect yourself, and God forbid the event that you have to defend yourself, is going to walk away with $15,000 in Snap-on toolkit. So, man, head over there. I wish I could. But, alas, I can't. All right, let me move back over. That's usccaonair.com, by the way. Let me move back over to Captain Matt Bruce. Matt, it's a pleasure to have you here, sir. The show is Captain's America Third Watch. Airs 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. overnight. Wildly popular program. If you're up, it's real easy to get it. Just head over to the AM 860, the Answer app, and you can tune in to Matt if you're in the Tampa Bay area, 860, or any of the other affiliate stations. You have them up on your website for us, Captain?
Yes, sir, I do. And before you get going, I want to read you something Barack Obama said that ought to scare the bejesus out of everybody.
Let's do it. Go for it.
Quote, "I believe in the Second Amendment, there written on paper, that guarantees the right to bear arms," Obama said. Quote, "No matter how many times people try to twist my words around, I taught constitutional law. I know a little bit about this, but I also believe that we can find ways to reduce gun violence consistent with the Second Amendment. That ought to wake everybody up."
Because the word "but" means he doesn't support anything, and Barack Obama's idea of our Constitution we're going to talk about right now. Let's use that as another segue. Let's talk about what Obama, what the two of us think is going to happen. You brought up something controversial and very provocative, something I've talked about on the program, as you know, Captain, and that is my belief that Barack Obama is going to use an executive pen after the election as a lame duck president to make a move on guns. You think it's going to be, and you just mentioned that waiting period. Let's let listeners know what that means. That's the conditional denial on a 4473 that comes back that gives the FBI 3 days to respond to the dealer. If the dealer has not heard back after those 3 days, the dealer is legal to sell the firearm. You're saying now that Obama might extend that to 30 days. Tell us about it.
That's exactly what I'm hearing. I was at a gun shop this week, and that was the talk of the gun shop owner, the things that he'd been hearing through his member or association that he belongs to, the gun shop owners group. And I also heard that he was once again considering, although I think it takes an act of Congress to do this, he was also once again going to add weapons to the assault rifle list.
All right. Another provocative point. What I had been talking about, now I actually had not considered that he would look at extending the three-day wait. That's very plausible. In fact, probably more plausible than what I'm about to say in the scheme of things. However, both are possible. I do believe that that's probably where he'll go. If I had to put money on it, I would probably put it on your assertion that he's more than likely going to look at extending that. What that means, let's talk about what that means. How do you get, Captain, you go down to a gun shop, or to a gun show, let's say gun show, because the left likes to talk about a gun show loophole, which is non-existent, mm-hmm. because you buy from a dealer at a gun show, right?
Sure.
You have to fill out a 4473. You get a background check right there on the spot. If you don't have a Florida concealed carry permit, you can't pick it up for 3 days until you get to their shop, correct?
That is correct.
Oh, so there is a waiting period.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you do have to do a background check.
Yes, you do.
And if you have a Florida concealed carry permit, you still have to do the background check, but they can give you the gun right there because there's no three-day wait, right?
That is correct.
Wow, okay, so where's the loophole? I digress. Here's where we're going. Let's say that that dealer comes back to you, Captain, and says, we got a denial on the form. It's conditional. We got mm-hmm. a conditional denial on the form. Mm-hmm. What exactly does that mean?
Well, you get a denial for a certain amount of reasons. For example, say you had your identity stolen and it popped up on some sort of report that maybe it's not you that's actually doing the applying. That's one sure way to get a denial that I know of. Another way is any type of thing that you forgot to mention in your background, whether it even be a misdemeanor or a crime involving, say, assault, but not assault with a deadly weapon, anything like that, even if it was 20, 30, 40 years ago, because it's going to show up in a background check when you go to buy a weapon. So consequently, that could cause the initial denial.
Or you could have a name similar to Ted Kennedy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like Mohammed Obatso something or another. You know, that would trigger a... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it probably won't in Obama's America because that doesn't matter in Obama's America, but you could have a name similar to Ted Kennedy and it might trigger it, but
yeah.
Of course.
Oh, and I should also add something, that if you're a policeman or a fireman and you go to buy a weapon, believe it or not, our identities are shielded because of the laws of September 11th, 2001, the fact that, they didn't want the bad guys knowing where we were at so they could come after it. But that's very easy to take care of. Once you explain who you are, what you were, give them your badge number and ID, boom, then they got it.
Now, the General Joe John Q. Public isn't going to be able to do that. So what we're looking at is what you're telling us here is that you believe there's a possibility, and you've heard this,
yes,
that he would use the executive pen. Now, again, keep in mind, we're talking about after the election, mm-hmm. regardless of its outcome. Mm-hmm. Lame duck. Obama's a lame duck, whether Clinton wins or whether Trump wins. You better hope to God Trump wins mm-hmm. for a lot of different reasons. But he's still a lame duck regardless. He will be emboldened to use that pen. Now, if he extends that 3 days out to 30, what does that mean? Is that going to discourage you from getting your gun or even going back to pick it up? Yeah. It will, and that's exactly why he wants to do it, because in today's technology, he doesn't need 30 days. It comes back instantly, and once it's clean and it's cleared up, it's done. So yet again, this is another straw man loophole, right, Captain, that the left is setting up so they can knock down a solution or a problem in search of a solution, correct?
That is correct. And remember, he tried to put a gun bill through in 2013. It did not go through, and he's been trying ever since by executive action or, in some cases, executive order. But you cannot executive order your way around the Second Amendment. It won't work.
Okay, that leads me to this, because I believe that let me put it this way. I don't know this for a fact, but I would not put it past him to do that, because he has shown his propensity to eliminate Congress. And that's caused a lot of frustration. I do not put it past, I've got 20 seconds, so let me leave it with this. I do not put it past Barack Obama to intentionally cause a constitutional crisis by adding weapons or a class of weapons to a banned list through executive action to leave it to the courts and the next president to sort out. I don't put it past the man to do so. We know what he wants to do. He's made it very clear. We'll get Matt's comment when we come back. And then I want to follow up with him. What would Hillary Clinton do with an executive pen after Barack Obama, who supposedly would have exhausted everything? Talk about a nightmare. We'll be back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I just don't understand the man who possesses no means to defend his family. To me, that's unconscionable. That's your number one responsibility.
I've been holding a gun in my hand since I was probably old enough to walk. I really have. It's part of my everyday life to be armed. I don't go anywhere without my gun.
You need to carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Why would you even consider that?
Now, back to the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
I don't know why you would consider it. I don't consider it. I go everywhere with my firearm. I have it strapped to my side when I'm cutting the grass, usually with snake shot in it, because I have copperheads out in the back in the creek down in the holler at AAR Ranch. I carry the gun. It's a tool, and I use it all the time. And you should, too. That's also a tool that can save your life. I'm talking with Matt Bruce, the captain, Captain's America Third Watch, which will air 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. The captain's in the studio right now at AM 860. The Answer in Tampa, Florida, doing his show prep as he always does, and he will be on the air live coast to coast from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern, which would be 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.?
11 p.m.
2 to 6. 11 p.m.
2 a.m., yep.
To 2 a.m., right. Yeah, okay, get the times all messed up out there. It's tough to keep track of them. Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to join you. Now, keep in mind, on Wednesday, I'll be in a hotel room in West Bend, Wisconsin, and it'll be 4 o'clock in the morning up there when I'm talking to you. So we'll have some fun this week, and I'm looking forward to it. All right, let me throw two things at you that will take us to the end of the break. Do you think that what I said is possible? Do you think that Barack Obama could have such disregard for the constitutional right to keep and bear arms, and we all know his disdain for it, that he would, in fact, attempt to add a class of weapons to it, or is that even too much for Barack Obama? We've all seen his disdain for the Second Amendment and for Congress in general. What do you think, Matt?
Since he's already tried it once and a second time back in 2013, the answer to that is a definitive yes. I believe he would. Now, it's up to this Congress to do something about it in the event that he does, because, once again, 2013, the last time he tried it, they voted down his gun bill.
I don't know that they have it in them at this stage of the game. I think they're so tired of it at this point. I mean, not that they're tired of it. They're complicit in a lot of this, but not enough time to go into that. The fact of the matter is I just don't know that they have it in them. They have laid down and given him everything. They talk a big game. And, you know, in a nutshell, hence why Donald Trump is where he is today and the establishment is rocked back on their heels. In fact, finished. They're done. They're finished. They're dead. Attrition's going to take care of the rest of them, and they're just done. The Bushes, all of them, they're done. But I agree with that. I think he would. I don't think he cares about a constitutional crisis at this stage of the game. Let Americans and the rest of them sort it out. I'm going to do as much damage as I could. That leads me to the next question I want to follow up with you. Let me put it this way. Barack Obama, do you think, Captain, that Barack Obama would wipe out the Second Amendment with an executive pen if he could, if it was within his power to do so? Would he have already done it if he could have?
I think yes. I think there's no doubt about it.
Okay, and given his propensity to use the pen, because we all know he has a pen and a phone, and we know that he will do everything in his power with a pen that he could, he's proven it. What in the world? Let's assume the House stays Republican control, which it will, and it's looking more and more every day like the Senate will remain in Republican control too, which hopefully, by God, would be the only saving grace during a Clinton presidency. But let's just say and make the assumption that both houses stay in Republican control. What do you think Hillary Clinton would attempt to do with an executive pen that Barack Obama hasn't already, given that we know he's going to do everything he thinks he can do? How much worse would she make it?
She would attempt to do everything under God's green earth that she could do to try to make changes, as she has promised with her basic campaign promises along the way. And the only way she would stop is if somebody would say, well, listen, I'm the NRA. I got $1 million. I'm going to give you not to do this. And then concealed carry comes along and says, well, I got $2 million to give you, and I'm not going to do this. You get where I'm going with this?
Yeah, in other words, she's for sale.
That's right. Pay for play.
Well, she's already proven that. We know that to be the case. We know that to be the case.
Change it. Give me a bunch of money and I'll forget about it. I guarantee you.
Well, that would insinuate that Hillary Clinton is corrupt. Are you saying that Hillary Clinton is corrupt?
No doubt in my mind, friend. How about you? No doubt in
my
mind.
Yeah. Almost a rhetorical question.
And one of my subjects for tonight is going to blow everybody away, because I have got some information about how this pay-to-play got started, and it was in Bill Clinton's White House. I can even tell you the incidents that were involved, where money was given to his campaign long before the foundation.
That's not true. You don't know that, and there's absolutely
–
there's no way you can say that. You don't know it. Go ahead. I want to hear it.
I just want you to know that I didn't do nothing with that Lewinsky woman. I just took that money because it was there for me to take a dress. What dress? I never saw no dress. Do you like that?
Yeah, it's all you do it, but you do a pretty good impersonation of me.
I do those on my show, by the way.
I have to let that lazy bottom lip get in there, but I do appreciate the attempt at it. I'll try to take credit for it, though. But somewhere across America, somebody's saying, those guys are sick.
Yeah,
mocking Bill Clinton.
The facts prove it.
The facts do prove it, and it's very frightening, Captain, what's going to happen. You care to give us, and I know people ask me all the time, and I have to be honest with them. Here's what I tell them when somebody says to me, what do you think is going to happen? Your neck is in this. You talk to a lot of people. Here's my response to that. In order for Hillary Clinton to get elected, certain things have to be true, okay? Americans, a majority of voters, 51% of voters, have to be okay with another 4 years of Obama. 51% of voters have to be okay with another 4 years of racial hatred and divisiveness that has been created under this president. Americans, 51% of, have to be okay with the way our law enforcement is being treated and want 4 more years of it. 51% of Americans have to believe that the economy is good enough for them right now. And 51% of Americans have to want open borders, globalism, okay? I don't see all of that happening. So that leads me to believe that I think we may see a Trump victory. What do you think?
Let me add two more, and then I'll answer your question. Two more. First of all, these travelers that are coming across our border, used to be known as illegal aliens, but now they're travelers, are bringing with them, from a doctor friend of mine who just got back from the border, who we'll be talking to later this week, they're bringing with them things like tuberculosis, Chagas disease, Dengue fever, hepatitis, malaria, measles, plus a few more diseases that we haven't seen in years and years and years. I wonder if the people of America want to see that in their country, because they want to bring 200,000 or whatever it is, the Syrians in here that I'm sure are going to have something like that, possibly others. And then the second thing is Obamacare. How many people want to lose complete control of what little control they have now when it comes to health exchanges that are totally being run by the government because the insurance companies pulled out?
And let's add to that. What does that have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns, because once the government controls your health care, they control everything. Now, you know, that's in a death spiral right now. We're going to run out of time here. We're going to start. Sean's going to tell me in just about 2 seconds. Hey, a minute and a half. Captain, I want to thank you for being here. Thank you so much for joining me on Armed American Radio on the Monster broadcast today. I appreciate it. Tell everybody where they can hear you. You got 20 seconds. Where can everybody find out about you and your show?
The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is the website. AM860TheAnswer.com is the home station. They can find out where all our affiliates are off the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And you can always listen to us on AM860TheAnswer.com, the free app that's there. Download it, and you got us.
God bless you, Captain. You're a hero. Thank you for everything that you do on your radio program. I'll probably be listening because I don't sleep well after the program. The Captain, Matt Bruce, thank you, sir. Appreciate everything
America.
You do. God bless America and God bless you. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Why would you ever do that? Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And guess what? Armed American Radio's Daily Defense kicks off tomorrow because they don't like it and we can. I'll see you tomorrow on the radio. Hope you had a great day. And I hope you enjoyed the show.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com. That's armedamericanradio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.